Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 339. And we're going to start off with an update from the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival coming to Iceland, New Jersey. Keith Coogan is coming to New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival September 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Delta Hotel Woodbridge in Iceland. Keith has an impressive resume including Adventures in Babysitting, Tales from the Crypt TV series, Soul Keeper, Toy Soldiers, and more. Keith is also the grandson of Jackie Coogan, who was Uncle Fester in the 1960s Addams Family television series. Get more information at NewJerseyHorrorCon.com. We have an update from the Living Dead weekend coming to Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Joining our reanimator reunion at Living Dead weekend is Barbara Crampton. Barbara achieved enduring cult popularity as college co-ed Megan Halsey in the 1985 film Reanimator. Barbara also starred in 1986's From Beyond with Jeffrey Combs and Ken Foree, Chopping Mall, Puppet Master, Castle Freak, and more. In more recent years, Barbara's continued to work in the horror genre with roles in Your Next, The Lords of Salem, Beyond the Gates, Suitable Flesh, Jacob's Wife, and more. Barbara will be at Living Dead Weekend Reanimated all 3 days, October 16th through the 18th at the Monroeville Mall. Tickets are on sale now at thelivingdeadweekend.com. We have an update from the Tidewater Horror Convention coming to Norfolk, Virginia. Tidewater Horror Convention is excited to welcome C.J. Graham, best known for bringing Jason Voorhees to life in Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Horror fans, this is your chance to meet one of the most iconic actors to ever wear the hockey mask. Don't miss the opportunity to get autographs, photos, and meet C.J. Graham in person September 11th through the 13th at the Wyndham Garden Hotel in downtown Norfolk. Get your tickets now at TidewaterHorrorConvention.com. Getting back to haunted attractions, we have this from Hillside Horror Haunted Attraction in Roaring River, North Carolina. We're currently looking for a few reliable souls to join our team to manage our parking area. Make some money while working in a fun environment. You must be at least 16 years old and be able to work every Friday and Saturday night from mid-September until early November. This is perfect for someone that doesn't want to be an actor. You can still dress up if you want, but is wanting to be part of the fun, make a little money, and visit other haunted attractions for free. If interested, message them at facebook.com/hillsidehorrorhauntedattraction. We have this from Zombie Farms Haunted Trail in Athens, Georgia. In addition to 75-plus actors every year, we also hire for many other positions. Here are a few we're looking for. Front-end manager, security personnel, front gate parking staff, greeting staff, ticket and concession staff, and more. We'll be posting more details soon, but if you feel you're qualified for these positions and would like to be considered early, please email us at zombiefarmsofathensga@gmail.com with your experience and information. Or get more information at zombiefarms.com. We have some hiring news from Blackwater Grave Haunted Attraction in Bartow, Florida. Blackwater Grave is now accepting applications for scare actors, makeup artists, and event staff for the upcoming season. Whether you're a seasoned haunter or looking to experience the thrill of haunting for the first time, we want to hear from you. Our hiring dates are August 1st from 5 to 8 p.m., August 2nd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. You must be 16 years or older, and an online application must be completed before your interview. No experience necessary. We will provide training. Questions? Email us at contact@blackwatergrave.com or visit blackwatergrave.com for more. We have an update from Smoky Mountain Terror coming to Kingsport, Tennessee. We have another guest announcement, Rory Culkin. Meet Rory on August 29th and 30th at this year's Smoky Mountain Terror at the Meadowview Conference and Resort and Convention Center in Kingsport. Rory has starred in such films as Scream 4, Lords of Chaos, Signs, and many more. You can also grab one of the available professional photo ops by Celeb Photo Ops. He has solo photo ops available along with a Scream group photo op with David Arquette, Roger Jackson, and Marley Shelton. Get more information at SmokyMountainTerror.com. Staying in Tennessee, we have an update from CreepyCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. Please welcome to the villains lineup, V. Neal. Coming to CreepyCon's 10-year anniversary bash July 31st through August 2nd is our legendary makeup and special effects artist known for some of your favorite villains around. There's not nearly enough time to highlight all of V's amazing work, so you'll just have to stop by and meet her and talk about your favorites. There will be photo op information soon, so stay tuned. In the meantime, go grab your tickets to our biggest event yet at CreepyCon.com. We have this from the Mount Hebron Haunted Trail in Eclectic, Alabama. All my Mount Hebron fans, it's getting close to spooky season. We'd love to keep our haunt going, but unfortunately having a hard time keeping volunteers. If you're interested in joining our scare team, please contact us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Mount Hebron Haunted Trail. We have a little hiring news from Wicked World Scaregrounds in Nicholasville, Kentucky. We are fluffing up our cobwebs and getting ready for the upcoming season. If you're wanting to get in on the action, now is your chance. You must be at least 18 years old or older to apply. Go apply at TooScary.com. That's the number two, TooScary.com. Have a little more hiring news, this time from the Trail of Nightmares in Ontario, Ohio. We're now hiring for the upcoming season. We're looking for actors, parking staff, and more. You must be 18 or older, have reliable transportation, and be available on Fridays and Saturdays with a positive attitude and good energy. Don't worry if you have no acting experience. We will train you. Apply online today at thetrailofnightmares.com. We have an update from Creepfest coming to Harrisonville, Missouri. Are you ready? Have you packed your zombie prom attire? Got your stretchy pants for the Halloweeny buffet? Ready to learn, to laugh, to dance? Got a notebook and pen to take notes? Battery chargers? You wouldn't want to miss a memory before your phone dies. Don't forget to leave room for goodies and maybe a fog chiller or a skeleton corpsing kit. Don't miss Creepfest 2026, happening July 31st through August 2nd at VF Post 4409, located at 1804 North Commercial Avenue in Harrisonville. Get more information at creepfest.com. Creep is spelled with a K. We have an update from Nightmare in the Ozarks Film Festival coming to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The legendary Adrian Barbeau will be at Nightmare in the Ozarks, October 21st through the 24th at City Auditorium. A classic scream queen, Adrian is known for her starring roles in John Carpenter's The Fog, Escape from New York, Creepshow, Swamp Thing, Two Evil Eyes, and several other film and TV shows. Adrian will be available for meet and greets and autographs, so get your tickets now at Nightmare in the Ozarks.com. We have this news from Mad Jack's Haunted House in Ardmore, Oklahoma. On August 8th, Mad Jack's Haunted House presents Twisted Nights, a live horror show. Step inside a live horror experience where the nightmare unfolds right before your eyes. Face Edward Butcher. Endure a live torture demonstration. Witness Tiny Tot and Poppy Puddlefoot's twisted magic show. Encounter the Butcher and Schizo the Clown. Watch the terrifying possession of Sybil Blackwood. Then step into the darkness for a haunted house experience. This isn't just a show. It's a full night inside the nightmare. We have limited seating and tickets are going fast. So get yours before they're gone. Get more information at facebook.com/madjackshauntedhouse. We have some more hiring news, this time from Terror in the Corn in Erie, Colorado. Now hiring actors, support staff, security, makeup artists, and more for our upcoming season. Join the Fright Squad staff and become part of the nationally recognized haunted attraction, Terror in the Corn. No experience required. You must be 16 by September 25th. For security positions, you must be 18 by September 25th. New applicants, please fill out an application and sign up for an audition and interview. Returning applicants, you can fill out an application only. Get more information and fill out those applications at terrorinthecorn.com/employment. We have an update from Creep IE Con coming to Ontario, California. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. The nightmare returns. The horror icon himself, Robert Englund, is making his triumphant return to Creep IE Con 2027. Join us February 5th through the 7th at the Ontario Convention Center as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 Dream Warriors, one of the most beloved horror films of all time. Whether you're meeting Robert Englund for the first time or reliving your favorite horror memories, this is one reunion you don't want to sleep on. Tickets are on sale now at creepiecon.com. We have a little more hiring news, this time from Live Oak Canyon Pumpkin Patch in Redlands, California. Now hiring The Hollow at Live Oak Canyon. Our new haunted maze is looking for you. We're running weekends in October, and we need scare actors, performers, makeup artists, character special effects and portfolio required, crew and support staff. These are paid positions, and you must be at least 18. No experience required for actors and crew. If you're interested, visit liveoakcanyon.com/employment. And finally, we have an update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. We'd just be honored to be nominated, but we're beyond excited to welcome the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures for a special presentation about the legacy of horror and their upcoming horror exhibition, Celebrating the Legacy of Horror, happening Saturday, August 8th at Midsummer Scream. Join the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures and renowned filmmakers for a conversation about the lasting impact of horror films and the Academy Museum's upcoming exhibition, The Horror Show, which opens to the public September 26th. This panel will delve into the legacy of influential films, how horror has evolved over the years, and the themes that keep audiences coming back for more. Passes to Midsummer Scream, happening August 7th through the 9th at the Long Beach Convention Center, are selling out fast. Purchase now at midsummerscream.org.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice,
haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We're live at FrankenCon down in Alcoa, Tennessee, at the airport, having a grand old time running around, seeing all the cool kids, all the neat things that are happening out here at FrankenCon. And who should I run into but Matthew Silva from Face Off? You know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, we have probably talked to 30 or 40 people from Face Off, all the way from RJ, all the way to Rick Prince, and everybody in between, basically. I believe Matthew was on season 6. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Oh, we're having a good time. The crowds have been pretty good here. I see a lot of people carrying out bags of things that they've purchased, so I'm assuming sales are going well. The costume contest just ended, and I just watched a whole bunch of really fabulous designs walk through here. I mean, how bad could it be today, right?
No, it's amazing. In fact, Corinne is one of the volunteers who helps put on the show at FrankenCon, invited me. She said it's a smaller, more intimate con, but I have to say it's very impressive, just very professional, a lot of amazing vendors, great, great stuff, great actors. It's pretty great.
Did you have any part in the costume contest? Did you do makeup or design anything or help any? Did you have a friend in it or something?
No, I really was just there to support. They had a very full panel of judges, and I was just on standby in case they needed anything else. And otherwise, I think really tomorrow I'll be assisting Kaylee. I think Kaylee Guerrera, is that right? Who will be doing a makeup demo tomorrow. So I've offered to just help be an extra pair of hands. You know, makeup artists always love an assistant.
Oh, no doubt. We have a lot of friends who are makeup artists. I've done makeup for over 25 years. I'm nowhere near the talent of anybody on Face Off. But, you know, I can make a scary zombie, and I can do the, you know, clothespin or the zipper eyes. But anyway, we won't talk about that. We want to find out about Face Off Season 6. You were there, you're a contestant. And what was it like working with Glenn and V and all them?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Face Off Season 6, we shot it in 2013, so that was 13 years ago.
Yeah, isn't it?
So I know people talk about it, and I'm like, man, I forget about it. I mean, Face Off, in general, I have a kind of a different view on it than a lot of the other contestants. For me, I went during a lag in my career. I was already in the union, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And so I thought I had been asked to audition for a few years, and I just said, no, thank you. And I was like, you know what? It would be a great opportunity to go meet people from other states and see what they do and how they do it. And if nothing else, I'll get to play with chemicals and products that somebody else paid for, and why not do it? And so I kind of went in with an attitude of like, I don't really want to compete. I want to like absorb as much as possible, and be, instead of, you know, when you compete, you're in sort of your own mind of like, what can I do and how can I stand out? And I didn't want to do that. I really wanted to actually be a sponge to like see what was out there and who was doing what and what their art style was like. And I think because of that, I got what I wanted. I remember when I was flying out to officially shoot the show, my parents were like, good luck. And I was like, I'm not going to win because I'm not going to win. So don't wish me luck. Tell me to have a good time. And they were like, okay. And it was so good.
And I assume that basically, you know, you got a lot of nationwide attention. You had a lot of fun doing it, working with chemicals and things that other people bought, like you said. Was it everything that you imagined it would be? Did you have any regrets being on the show? Did it hamper or help or hinder or anything as far as your career going?
I would say, again, I'm going to give me a little grace as I explain this. but I always tell people it was the best, worst experience of my life. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, well, I went for a very specific reason, and I got that. And because of that, it was incredible. And I think what I took away most from the experience was I thought I worked hard before, but I didn't know what I was capable of under pressure until I had done the show. And so for me, that was a nice surprise of like one of the best things I've ever walked away from any experience. And I love it for that. But the show, like having worked in film and TV prior to being on Face Off, I knew that even competition reality TV shows, there's a certain layer of like not quite real. However, I will say that Face Off is one of the most truly, it is a contest. When they say stop, it stops. I mean, in that regards, it's very, very real. But, you know, they cast the people to fit a certain, like, role. You know, they want certain chemistry between people. It's not just purely about the art. It's about entertainment as well. And so because of that, there's strict rules around how the competition works. And some of them, as an artist, are like prison. You can't draw. You can't write. You can't read. You can't look at reference images. And so as an artist, you like, you know, you're constantly grasping from the outside world and other influences to like bring in your muse and your inspiration. You don't have that. And so when you're forced to compete artistically without your normal ability to sort of cultivate your creativity, it's awful. But again, like because of that, those confines were like, oh my, forged in fire. And I think all the other people that I know who've been on the show feel very similarly, where you're like, yeah, it was like a grueling process to be a part of, but like I would do it again in a heartbeat because it taught me so much about myself and my art and about working with others. And so long story short, it was grueling, but such a cool experience.
Post show, you're done. Season 7, season 8, season 9, all the way up through 13, keeps going on. What have you been doing since then? I'm assuming you've been doing some TV, some movies, some fabrication. I don't know. What has been going on in the life of Matthew Silva?
Yeah, so, well, it's interesting. I was already working in film and TV beforehand. I was already in the union. And so coming back, I went right back to working, and a lot of amazing projects came in. But the thing that I really found after the season 6 of Face Off, I just found that, like, I stopped caring in the constrictive, like, overthinking things and overstressing and overworrying, and I just relaxed into my career. And up to now, been so busy doing lots of amazing projects, but yet I stress less, I have much more fun, and a lot of that comes down to having been on the show and realizing that, you know, at the end of the day, we just do our best, and then we're off to the next one. Might as well just enjoy the process.
A lot of people did the convention circuit for a while. V. Neil, I know, is still doing a convention circuit. A few members of the show. Have you been appearing at shows or just coming as guests like you did this time? Or are you just too absorbed in your work and not worrying about it?
Yeah, no, I'm a very behind the camera kind of person. I don't even like having my photo taken. I'm very shy and pretty introverted. Unless you put me on a panel to teach, I love teaching. And I kept up with a lot of people who've been on the show, but I pretty much just went right back to work. I owned for quite a few years a large prosthetic studio on the East Coast. Shortly after COVID, I sold my equity and then just started focusing purely on designing on set. And you know, I've done some amazing projects since season 6 of Face Off. Went on to do a lot of Marvel stuff for years and years, and then left kind of the Disney Marvel world to kind of do my own stuff. I was out in New Orleans designing the makeup and effects for some Civil War movies out there, and then done lots of fun stuff. Just finished Scream 7, which came out earlier this year. Was designing that with my old mentor and one of my best friends, Bill Johnson. So, you know, it's been a lot, like, looking back, you know, which we forget as artists to, like, look back and appreciate. It's been an amazing ride.
Any information that somebody may want about what you're doing, some of the work that you've been doing? I'm assuming you have an IMDb page, but do you have social media or anything where people can keep up, maybe find out what new projects you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, I mostly, if I post, I post on Instagram and sometimes on TikTok. I have socials are, I think, at the underscore sorta Rican underscore. Maybe there's another one under there, but I'm like such an old school young man where I'm like, well, I'm really not that young anymore, but. You know, like I just love to be in a shop and have my hands dirty, and I'm not much for the social media or even the guest appearances. You know, I didn't do the con circuit like a lot of the other contestants because I would rather just be gluing something to somebody and, you know, getting dirty and bloody on set. So I just never really appealed to me, except that like in this scenario where I know the people running the convention, it's just, it feels so good to come and help support and kind of be a part of something that has so much passion behind it, like Frank and Kong.
Any teasers you can give us as far as projects you might have upcoming, movie wise or anything, so we can say, I know he was working on this movie or that movie that may be coming out in the next year or so?
Yeah, I've of course Scream 7 came out earlier this year, had some really amazing gags in that. It was nice. I got to do a small piece for Marlon Wayne on Scary Movie, the new one that's coming out. And so it was nice to, in the same like era, do Scream and Scary Movie all at once. Although Robert Kurtzman, I think, did the main effects for Scary Movie. So shout out to him for all his great work as always. And, you know, I've got a pretty cool Fangoria piece they haven't announced yet, so I can't really say much about it. But they're producing, you know, more content, and they've got a feature length coming out that I've got a pretty rad piece in that I'm excited for people to see, but that's probably all I can say with it without getting yelled at by Fangoria.
Well, maybe we can talk about it off the air, of course, after I shut this off. But Matthew, it's been a pleasure to speak to you here. You know, you've gone a slightly different career route than most other people. You know, a lot of them, you know, they relish it, they hated it, they loved it. It was all very fascinating work, and then they just quietly, a lot of them went back to careers like you did, and some of them went and did the convention circuit for a while and tried to be as visible as possible and all that. And it's fascinating to watch how many people we've interviewed and how their careers have changed and either went way up or way down. It's fascinating. But I want to thank you for taking the time to speak to us here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, truth be told, I didn't talk about being on Face Off for probably a decade. Not because I was very proud of having done it. I just didn't want it to be what I was known for. So I just kept very quiet about it. But it's been so long now, and I have very fond memories, and feel like there was so many great shaping of myself that came out of it that I love to share about that, especially with young artists that are looking to figure out how to get into a career in the arts.
So what would the one piece of advice you would give to somebody? My son is an art major, and he hasn't really decided where he's going to concentrate. He does some writing, does some sculpting, does some various other things. What one piece of advice would you give somebody young, college, high school age, if they wanted to go into this type of line of work?
You know, honestly, and this is like half a joke and half not, but I always tell young people, take business lessons, because nobody tells you that as an artist, you're an entrepreneur. And you can, like, you'd probably be better off going to business school and at a community college and using the extra money you save to take art lessons privately. But the biggest thing, the real advice I could give is just have fun failing. Like, art is an iterative process in every aspect. And that means that every time you do something, the next one is going to get better. So just lean into the process of what you think are failures are really just the stepping stones to, like, what you really want to do. So just enjoy the process.
Excellent advice. Matthew Silva, thank you for taking the time to speak to us here at FrankenCon. I wish your career continued success and all the great things. And we'll be looking for some of those teasers you dropped a little bit while ago, especially this one with Fangoria. I am interested in hearing hearing more about that. Once again, my name is Drew Badger. We're out here at FrankenCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.